10 students from Koyuk Malumut School have been invited to attend the Junior National Young Leadership Conference this summer in Washington, D.C. Flora Kaverluk, a 7th grade teacher of language arts, was motivated to nominate her students to promote leadership training in early childhood. She selected students based on academic merit and participation in scholastic extracurricular activities.
Mostly it was their class performance and how they did their work in class and how they behaved and their attendance. And it also had to do with most of all their work ethic and their behavior and whether they were involved in sports or Battle of the Books or ANSEP or any other academic program.
And in late November, all 10 of the nominated students received acceptance letters for the leadership conference taking place in July. In the beginning of this year, fundraising for the registration fees and airfare was already in full swing.
They're just excited. They'll do anything to fundraise. Cakewalks and basketball and selling plates, dinner plates, and doing raffles.
For the selected students, this means a rare opportunity to visit the Lower 48. Seventh grader Harley Huntington looks forward to the 3,600 miles of travel ahead of him.
I'm just really excited for it because you just go to a pretty far place, really far away, all the way down in the Lower 48. It's where I only went to twice.
Kaverluk hopes the week-long conference will inspire students to envision ways to help out their community.
When they come back, they could have different ideas about how they could help. But I'm excited for them to learn, like, different ways they could help themselves, their families, or the school, or the community.
However, the logistical hurdles of the trip are fitting of its potential benefit. Tens of thousands of dollars need to be raised to cover the cost of the trip. But despite the significant challenge, headway has been made. For example, the conference's usual no chaperone rule has been waived for the Koyuk group due to the extreme distance they will travel. In the meantime, results from scholarship applications are expected within the next few weeks. And there are many more months left to fundraise. An opportunity Kaverluk says has already given the students practice in teamwork and customer service skills. On the topic of dress code, however, the kids might need some convincing.
They also have a dress code for when we go and they're nervous about wearing khaki pants and dress shirts, or the girls have to wear dresses, so they're nervous, but we're getting them ready for it.
Reporting in Koyuk, I'm Karen Trope.